You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So, we are hours away from the new moon in Sagittarius, and it's an incredibly potent new moon solar eclipse. And it's a total solar eclipse, so it's even more potent, which can be seen from Chile and Argentina, but not in North America and most other places. But we're still all under the effects of the potency of what the eclipse actually represents. And it's very much looked at as a portal. We had the two weeks ago when we had the full moon, it was also a lunar eclipse. And then the 2 weeks in the middle is considered like this eclipse portal where important changes are initiated, things that kind of happen and occur around the times of the eclipses are very, you know, important. They change things in very fundamental ways. And the eclipses are on the Sagittarius-Gemini axis. So it's very much like the last one was the North Node in Gemini. So it's like ideas and communications and collecting data. And the point is more of kind of, I guess, collecting the information. Whereas Sagittarius, where the South Node solar eclipse is, the new moon that we have on the 14th, is much more, it's a much broader truth-seeking energy. It's not, it doesn't overly care about all the details, but it wants to find the bigger truth. And it can be a very, Sagittarius, although its kind of motive is usually is very benevolent, ruled by Jupiter, and it is very truth-oriented, generally speaking, and is seeking the truth, wants the truth, what is the truth? And in its whole kind of like orientation to reality is to find the truth, or the quest for truth, quest for knowledge. And it doesn't overly care about the information. It wants the knowledge. So it's an interesting time. It's that's kind of an understatement, really. It's so far beyond an interesting time. It's potent, and hopefully you're able to stay grounded because it's all very heady energy. And like we can feel it on the planet. Our systems are taxed by the level of transformation and the sort of the swiftness with which it's all unfolding. So just kind of do what you can to stay healthy and grounded and clear-headed. So the new moon is exact at 8 a.m. I think it's like 8:15. Let me look at my exact moment here. Oh, maybe that's, I guess I should have written this down before I started the podcast. So 8:17 a.m. is the exact time of the new moon PST, so the Pacific Standard Time. So it's a wonderful time to initiate new things, but because of this whole portal of change, it's also a time when old things pass out of your life. So if you know, and because it's in this like world of ideas with the Gemini and the Sagittarius energy, it's a time to really assess from your true kind of heart and what you know. And with the South Node, maybe what you've known in many lifetimes, or like the collection of wisdom and knowledge that you've collected all through, you know, your journey as a soul is all kind of coming to bear on the South Node, and perhaps can inform us from our intuition about the decisions that we need to make. Because the Sagittarian intuition is very strong, and generally so strong, in fact, that it will listen to its own intuition above all else, above all information, above any ideas that someone else might try to present. They will follow that gut instinct. And, you know, they might find out later they're wrong, but generally not. Generally, Sagittarians are quite intuitive, and they are kind of working for the greater good. So we've got the moon and the sun conjunct in Sagittarius at 23 degrees, which is not very far from the galactic center at 26 degrees Scorpio. So right after the new moon, the sun will keep traveling and is also going to conjoin with the galactic center. And this is said to be like a kind of a speeding up of truth, a like fast-tracking reality creation. It's like the portal from other realms into this realm. And so it's definitely interesting. I find it in the charts of many people who are very galactically aware. They have understanding of other beings and different race beings, and, you know, they can put together ideas that, you know, somebody very focused on the Earth realm and maybe just like, you know, the regular daily life stuff wouldn't even have a clue that there was all this other reality going on. So I find it interesting how often people that do have this in their chart, maybe one of their planets is near the galactic center, they do have this very hungry desire for truth and wisdom and knowledge, and also for sharing what they know, and just very, you know, eclectic and otherworldly awarenesses. So what we know in this realm, in this earthly realm that we're in, is very much veiled. And with the galactic center kind of opening that veil, we can all see so much more than we could see before. So truths rise and understandings are made clear. And yeah, it's a pretty powerful time. It's like a very hopeful time. It's a time to begin anew. Make sure that you like write down what you're planning. It's definitely an important time to use your mind, because we've got Mercury, which is conjoined this new moon as well. It's conjoined the south node, or the south node, and it's conjoined the new moon. It's like a stellium of planets in Sagittarius. And Mercury is the thinker. It's like how we communicate, what we're thinking about, what we're talking about. So in Sagittarius, it does want the truth. It wants, you know, there's a sincere desire to come to the truth, which is interesting. And it's trining Mars in Aries, which is the brave warrior, like definitely fights for the underdog, charges forth fearlessly, goes its own way, doesn't want to be told what to do. Neither does Sagittarius, for that matter. It's not a sign that you try to boss around or tell them what to do, or they're very freedom-centric. They want to be free and they want to be able to follow all of their impulses at life experience. So they're never good at 9-to-5 jobs or kind of anything where there's like a boring pattern or routine. It usually works poorly for the Sagittarian energy. So we're all kind of tapping into that right now. And with the Mars trine this energy, it's like firing up the benevolent sides to this. So the truth-seeking energy is definitely so powerful right now. So it's so tricky, like, you know, interpreting astrology is definitely tricky. There's definitely, and as like, you know, I listen to different astrologers as well, and like to especially like to see kind of, are we on the same page? Are we seeing reality, you know, from similar lenses? And almost always you can see the archetype of the information we're talking about. But I've noticed that there is, you know, everybody's still seeing it from their own lens. I mean, I guess that's reality in general, right? I guess we're seeing that now more than ever. But each astrologer, each human, each, you know, doctor, each scientist, each, you know, singer or musician, we're all here to bring through our perspective of reality, essentially. It's our eyes and our mix of energy that comes together so that we can interpret reality. So it's interesting how many versions of reality are floating around out there right now. And I always, you know, with the Sagittarian energy, it's definitely like a hunt for the truth, the total truth. Not that there ever is an ultimate and total truth, but there's definitely sort of like a divine truth or a, you know, the spiritual truth that we can all tap into. So with the trine, we're fired up to find the truth in our lives. We're fired up to like understand the purpose. And Sagittarius is very philosophical with the like, well, everything happens for a reason. And I really do see that things are changing so rapidly. And in the last, like, as far as the this pandemic that we've been all experiencing since March, I guess, is when the shit really hit the fan. It's interesting because there is this Neptunian haze that we're all under. And, you know, interestingly also, Neptune can be related to infectious disease and some kind of like, it can be addiction. It can be, you know, something that you don't see clearly. And it's very much in a square to this whole show right now in Sagittarius. So there is, even though there's this clarity and this like certainty of wanting the truth, Neptune is still kind of effing with everybody and making us not see clearly. We can't see clearly. And even like my perception of reality and what's going on right now, I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, so that I'm prone to being quite certain of myself, which, you know, I understand, thank God, because of astrology, I'm able to understand this, that that's not always true. I'm not always right. I'm not, what I feel certain about isn't always the truth. I get that. But in most cases, my perceptions of reality and my instincts of truth for my own life have been very accurate and helpful. And especially when I'm going against the grain in some way, or like I'm fought, like, you know, sort of pioneering out in my own direction and thinking my own thoughts and understanding reality in my own way is when all my good fortune comes to me. So when I try to toe the line or follow the norm or, you know, what's expected, then I come into this sort of dissonance in my own soul and feel like I'm having to go against my own integrity or, you know, having to succumb to something I don't believe in or feel right about. So it's tricky times. There's this tricky Neptunian, even when you talk about Neptune, I found, like even what you're saying comes out confused or it's difficult to articulate even how Neptune works. It does create illusions. It creates like a fog or a haze or overwhelm. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, you can't like think straight. You can't, like, you just can't do it. You can't. It's so irritating. In fact, here's a good kind of example. It's sort of a minor one. But I was transferring my website from one hosting to another hosting that was a better deal and had better stuff going on. And so it was Cyber Monday, and I'm like, I'm going to make a move right now because this is the good deal, and I'm going to, like, you know, jump on board right now. So it feels like I'm forward moving and I'm like taking action and this is awesome. I'm finally made this move. And then when I decided that I was going to take it a step further and figure out actually the steps of the migration myself without asking for help, I totally fucked it up. I like deleted my website from the one server before it had been transferred to the next server. And then I ended up having to go back to the previous host and say, listen, like, do you have a backup copy of this? Because I didn't even, you know where a backup was. Like, it just made me realize how little I actually fucking know about what's going on with the back end of my website. And it was such a giant pain in the ass. It cost me like an extra $100 to get it back and to fix it. And it's still not all sorted out. And so that's the sort of like, I went in thinking, oh, this is a good move. And I've got like, you know, I felt so clear about what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, this Neptunian square to Mercury just sort of, every step was like this giant pain in the ass. And it wasn't just a few clicks to make the move. It was all these like back end things had to be changed around and stuff that was way above my, you know, pay level. I totally don't understand any of this stuff. I want to understand it. I was trying to understand it. But alas, I was not successful. So it wasn't a huge deal, but just the whole Neptunian just fuzzing everything up. It's really hard to see what's going on. I find it interesting that in this eclipse portal that we had in the last 2 weeks, I think just this week, the UK started giving people the vaccine. And it's also true that this RNA vaccine has never been tested on people before and that they rushed through any trials, that they've been given immunity for any damage caused to people by the vaccine. That even things like CNN are, it's almost like pre-programming to expect harm from the vaccine. There's like articles and news stuff coming up on CNN, which people have sent me. I don't normally partake in CNN, but they're basically warning that if people start dying after the vaccine, don't be alarmed because people die all the time anyway. And I thought that's a pretty interesting thing to say, is if people start dying after the vaccine. So I just thought about that. So they're rolling it out in the UK. Canada's already also announced they're everybody's so proud, and they fail to talk about on the news that it's never been tested, that it's actually an RNA vaccine. It's going to change our DNA fundamentally. And they don't know how it's all going to roll out. They don't know really what's going to happen with it. But they leave that all out of the mainstream news, and they kind of like rally us to get the vaccine and tell us that this is our only hope to go back to normal, while at the same time, they're taking away all of our freedoms. We're not allowed to have people from outside our households visit us in Canada. We're not allowed to have like, that means you can't even have your family. Like I can't have my brother and my nephews over, or my mom isn't even supposed to visit. That just seems absolutely crazy. The numbers all over the world are saying that no more people died this year than previous years. If you go and look at the stats for your country, what's up with that? There's just all this like very crazy sort of nefarious stuff going down is how I'm perceiving it, how I perceive this reality. And so I really hope that we can all like wake up to, you know, what's good for us and what we need to do to take care of our health, and really hope that people are protected from whatever might be going down with this vaccine. I think it's pretty interesting that it's being rolled out under this Neptunian transit where nobody can see clearly. Also, there's a fixed star that ties into this moon that actually can denote poisoning from like insect or snake bites, which I think is interesting because a vaccine is like, you know, a snake bite. There's like it's injected into our bodies in the same way, you know, a snake's venom is injected into our bodies. So very interesting times. I hope that if you were planning to go and get the vaccine, that you really kind of just sort of go to your inner self and find out if that's safe for you. Because, you know, they're saying it's safe and effective, but they've not done any studies. So it seems pretty foolish of the whole world to be like, yeah, it's great. This is going to save us all from, you know, what we're being told to be afraid of. Tricky times. If I was going to fool the masses and I was like the nefarious leader of the world, this is the time I would do it. I would use this planetary energy. I would use the Neptunian square to the nodes and now to this whole show to hide what I was doing. It confuses people. You can't see. But we do, the hopeful part is that we're about to go into the age of Aquarius in a very big way on the 21st, on the solstice. And when that happens, like fingers crossed, so many ways things could go, right? So hopefully if we could all kind of just send light to the planet, just imagine it all working out in the highest, best way for all, and that we're all, it doesn't help to seed in scary ideas, obviously. I just wish I wasn't seeing the things I saw or perceiving it the way I see, but I can't help it. It's my perception. What am I going to do with my own instincts and perception of reality? I've just got to honor them and allow them to be. Also knowing that I may not be seeing all that's true or all that's real because of the Neptunian energy. You can't see straight, which, you know, it's a mirage. It's fuzzy. It's very kind of irritating that way. But when Saturn and Jupiter move into Aquarius, which they're doing this week, I believe it's this week, like in a couple days. So Saturn will move on the 20th, right before the solstice. Or no, that's Jupiter. And Saturn moves on the 18th. So the 18th and the 20th are the big days to watch. Then we have the winter solstice. And on the solstice, these planets are creating this major conjunction, the Great Conjunction. And it's a very rare occurrence. And it really does mark the beginning of this new phase that we're all going to be going through. And it's very humanitarian. So I would like to think that we're all going to be able to kind of band together. And people are definitely, you know, with the internet and our ability to even see through things and understand that things are being censored and look for information in different places. That alone is very Sagittarian. We're like, and the Mercury in Scorpio, or Mercury is in Sagittarius right now, Venus is in Scorpio, helping us to really kind of be comfortable investigating and going deep and finding answers and questioning authority and questioning the true story and, you know, sniffing out where the bodies are buried, because Scorpio does not sit well with lies. It picks them up. Both Sagittarius and Scorpio picks up bullshit. It's very clear about it. So hopefully we'll have that energy there with the, I guess with this new moon. It's really important to write out what you want to create in your reality. Try and be honoring of what brings you joy and happiness, and like really tap into your like inner self and what you need to do to be your true and total self in the world. And that, you know, that could be changing some ideas you had, or, you know, being more truthful in your relationships, all very Sagittarian, being honest about who you are, not hiding who you are, being open and truthful. And usually, you know, I've found when you are honest with people and you share your perceptions, or, you know, you approach people that are even worth your honesty, because not everybody is, it's not worth it usually to put yourself through it unless you really believe in the relationship, I think. Because what I've learned with all my Sagittarius is that it really weeds out the people that aren't meant to be in your life. And the people that are meant to be there appreciate your honesty and want to be forthright with you and are also open and you know, just authentic. The people who don't like honesty, you'll figure that out right away. They'll, you know, you'll get the cold shoulder, you'll get shut down, you'll be criticized or whatever. It just doesn't go over well. So unleash your true and total self and your honest self and see, you know, that'll help clear the decks. It'll clear the decks for this new phase that we're all going into. And it's happening so fast. Like, this month is really crazy and potent. So if you feel anxious, not surprising. The energy of the fast-moving change that we're all experiencing is like, it creates anxiety in our bodies. We're evolving. We're becoming more light-filled creatures and more perceptive and psychic and just very much aware. And that can create all of a sudden, if you weren't aware before and it just comes on board, which often happens, you suddenly kind of wake up and a switch is flipped and suddenly you're seeing things differently. That actually happened to me. Oh my God. It was like crazy. In my early 20s, I experienced, I call it my revelations, but Pluto and Neptune came together in my chart and all of a sudden I was seeing reality in completely different ways. I suddenly was very clear about things that I never even questioned before. I knew that, you know, I felt like school, all school and education was just brainwashing. It just became so clear to me that that's what was actually going on and explained so much my resistance to all those processes. Just the switch flipping, it can be very disorienting. It can create a lot of anxiety. It can create a lot of dissonance in your family. And that's already being created by people's different perspectives and stuff on in the reality that's we're all experiencing collectively right now. So if you do happen to wake up, just know that thank goodness you did. Thank goodness, how lucky for you. And just be sure to drink a lot of water, write out all your thoughts. Writing is very, very, very therapeutic right now. And it's also very therapeutic when you journal and you can go back and see, especially such potent, fast-moving times. If you journal and you write down your ideas, you can go back and see, what was I thinking? What was I doing? What led to my thoughts or ideas or shifts? Or it's all very interesting and helpful on your journey if you do that and keep track of things. So we do have also a nice sextile from this solar eclipse, new moon in Sagittarius, from Venus and Saturn. So there's this ability to commit. There's an ability to understand the import of the commitment and our need to be disciplined and focused and, you know, nose to the grindstone in a way, keeping focused on what we're trying to create, keeping focused and bringing more light and more joy and more happiness and more clarity into your own realm, into your own world. Because as you evolve and change, then you make it easier for the next person to change and evolve. So that's important. And you will have like a sense of discipline, thank goodness, because Venus and Saturn are together. Also, Jupiter is there right now too. They're conjunct right now. They're at 28 and 29 degrees of Capricorn. That's like very powerful sort of ending of an era energy. And so we want to all be done with all the crappy karmic, shitty relationships, stuff that you were doing that you didn't want to do, obligations that you don't even, you know, why are you obligated to that? Have you asked yourself that? Why is that even an obligation? There's so much that we can just like dump in the dump truck right now. And then when we move through the next part of the month, we're going to be starting fresh and we're going to be starting without the karma and without the difficulties, without the, you know, the low self-esteem or the confusion or the self-sabotaging habits, or you know what you're doing to sabotage yourself, I'm sure. Because usually, even though often sabotage is coming from the subconscious, there'll be moments of clarity when there's transits that light up your chart in different ways. So be sure to kind of step into the discipline, step into a spiritual practice or a routine or something that will ground you through all this, keep you centered in what you know to be true. And if you don't know what's true, that's fine too, because the truth will eventually bubble up to the surface and we'll see it. We'll all see it. Thank goodness. It can't be hidden forever. By February, the square of Neptune will lift and we should really see. It'll help clear our perception of reality. I imagine that, you know, it could even be a matter of, oh, geez, like it wasn't, the CDC was right. Only 6% of reported cases actually died of COVID. And, oh, all these scientists from the Great Barrington Declaration have come forward and medical professionals to say, hey, these other medical professionals and experts that have been thrown out in front of us in the news actually aren't telling the truth. Or, you know, there's just something that could be revealed in a way. Maybe it'll be true that there was voter fraud and Trump will end up being the president. That would be a big shocker for everybody. So there could be lots of different realities becoming more clear once Neptune is out of the picture, messing with everything. Not that Neptune can't be wonderful, but it also is the energy that kills drug addicts and alcoholics. And, you know, anybody that doesn't want to face reality is not going to have a nice dance with Neptune, because it just sort of dissolves your hold on reality. And we're on Earth, so we really do need to stay grounded to the planet and get our nutrients and clear our electrical systems. And all of that is provided by our Mother Earth. So right now, it's such a good time to stay connected to that. So I think that really is it for this new moon in Sagittarius. Find your truth. Find what you're here to express and understand and believe. Open your heart up. Step into discipline. Step into being truthful. Share your truth. Share your perspective. And also share it with a humbleness that you might not know it's true for sure, because Sag energy can be real self-righteous, like hands on hip, finger wagging, super rude, shockingly rude sometimes, self-righteous energy. And it doesn't mean to be that rude, but it can come across that way. So try and kind of tone it down and you know, massage the delivery of whatever you need to deliver to others. And enjoy this energy. Like, it's crazy, sure, but there's so much of it here and it's ushering us into this new reality. And this week, we're going to be conjoining with the Galactic Center. So keep your eyes open, because some amazing stuff is going to unroll right in front of us. We're going to just, it really is an amazing pivotal time. Like, just, I can't even describe it. I can't even believe that we all decided to be here now. It's pretty amazing. So I really do wish you the very best for this wonderful new moon. Don't forget to write things down, because it's the first step in creation. And you'll see around May what comes out of this focus that you have right now. I wish you many blessings and much truth and light and love and good health and, you know, a wide open heart with lots of love all around. Many blessings. Thanks so much for listening.